A message of Our Lady of America to her children, March 3, 2020. God's chosen ones are being destroyed.
My child, I will want you to do the will of the Father always, since it is through His love that mankind can only be saved, not through their own love for one another, which is not perfect any longer. People are confusing love with iniquity. They think that love means pardoning sins but accepting wrongdoing. No, my child, the sins of God's people can only be pardoned when they put away their misdeeds and belong to God only. If God's people do not repent soon, worse calamities shall befall them. The spread of the coronavirus is only the beginning of what will befall man unless they repent of their misdeeds and come home to God's love and God's mercy. The sins of God's people have now become a commonplace theme among them. Abortion is widespread, and the lives of the little ones of God's love no longer have a voice. They are chosen instruments of God's love, but are being martyred more and more every day inside the wombs of their own salvation. My child, a mother is supposed to nourish and feed her child. She is supposed to watch them grow and give them support in their spiritual growth as well as their physical growth. But how can God's children grow if they are not given a chance to be born? My child, all these things are disturbing to me and God's people. I have come now to spread God's mercy. God's people must no longer kill one another. Infanticide is rampant among them, and they know that they are doing wrong, but do not care. Oh, my child, I am weeping now as we speak to one another. God loves His people, but they do not love one another when they murder one another. A child is given no rights or protection. It is ripped from its mother's body in the same way that a leaf is torn from a tree, with no thought to the growth that has been destroyed. My dear one, tell God's people that they must no longer destroy life of any kind that is meant to grow and be fruitful. This means my poor little ones, whose lives are no longer held sacred in the womb of their mother. The fathers, too, must respect life. Joseph gave his all to me in protecting my life and that of Jesus. Nothing can destroy life but sin. Goodness protects and nourishes life. Who do God's people want to be? Protectors or destroyers? My child, listen to God when He speaks to you. Let His people know for Him that He no longer wants them killing one another. Rather, my child, His mercy reaches far and wide to save lives, not destroy them. I love you, my child. Go forth now and bring many people home to God. I shall be beside you as Our Lady of America, your mother, and I shall grant to God's people my special graces when they turn and listen to His voice through me. I love you, my child. Go in God's peace.